Welcome to Advisory Insights Podcast, brought to you by Obermann Law Firm, a leading law firm serving clients across multiple industries and sectors on a local, regional, and national basis. And now, here's your host, Stuart Obermann.
Welcome, everyone, to Obermann Law Firm Podcast. Stuart Obermann here, your host. All right, folks, we're going to talk today about the FTC ban on non-competes. Specifically, FTC ban on non-competes, what you need to know. On April 23rd, 2024, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, voted in a 3-2 margin to implement the final rule that would ban virtually all non-compete agreements for all for-profit entities. Now, this is scheduled to take place 120 days after it is published in the Federal Registry. So I want to take a look at a couple of things. The final rule is very expansive. So the final rule distinguishes between new non-competes and existing non-competes. Specifically, the final rule bans new non-compete with all workers, including senior executives, after the effective date. The final rule provides that it is really an unfair method of competition, and therefore, under Section 5, under the FTC Act, for specifically employers to enter into or enforce a non-compete agreement after the effective date of the new rule. Now, distinguish for existing non-compete agreements. You have to take note that the final rule sort of adopts a different approach for senior executives than other workers, right? So for senior executives, you have the very, very specific exception here. Existing non-competes can actually remain in force. Of course, now, again, existing non-compete agreements with workers other than the senior executives are not enforceable after the effective date of the final rule. Now, the Act, the final rule, defines senior executives to refer to workers who earn more than $151,164 annually. Again, note, who are in a policy-making position, that is, those specific senior executives that would have and do have final authority to make policy decisions that control a significant aspect of a business entity. You have to note that exception. Now, I want to give you the sort of outline of the notice requirements regarding non-compete agreements, okay? So under the final rule that we're talking about, employers must provide a clear and conspicuous, yes, clear and conspicuous notice by the effective date of the non-compete rule to workers that are bound by an existing non-compete, who are not, again, not senior executives, that the non-compete will not be effective to. And because of that, they cannot legally enforce that particular non-compete against that particular employee who is not a senior executive in the future. So you've got to take a look at what that method is, right? So you got a couple of methods that they can receive notice. One is by hand. Two, by mail to the worker's last known personal address. Email that belongs to the worker, including the employee worker's address at the place of employment, or of all things in this world today, by text message. Now, under the final rule, it's very specific that they carved out an exception. So the final rule, you have to take notice of this, continues to recognize the fact that an exception applies to non-compete agreements that are entered into regarding, quote, a bona fide sale, close quote, sale of a business. So it has to be made in good faith, but not in order to avoid the non-compete final rule provision. Under the final rule, there's a couple things you have to really take note of, in that the states always have the option to have a non-compete, and they may continue to enforce and restrict non-compete agreements that do not conflict with the final rule. Again, the states have the right to enter into specific laws regarding non-competes as long as they don't conflict with the FTC final rule. So here's sort of the recommendations. At this point, we, Overman Law Firm, fully anticipate that the final rule is going to be challenged. So at this point, you know, what does it look like for employers and employees? So we're taking sort of a wait and see approach as to how the legal challenges are sort of going to carve out and let the dust settle, if you will. And we expect these to come out pretty soon. Now, my very strong recommendation is that all employees and employers look at specifically their non-competes as it exists to see whether or not they are actually even enforceable under potentially state law and how these will apply under the final rule. Also, key issue, all employees should be under non-disclosure. Also, our employers and employees need to take a look at what the non-solicitation clauses look like in these contracts. There's a couple safeguards that you need to take a look at. Again, a non-competes, non-solicitation, and existing contracts. And that's something we can certainly help with. Folks, that is a very basic summary of a very, very complex law that we expect to be challenges, and it's certainly a wait and see. If you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call, 770-886-2400, or email me, Stuart Oberman, your host, at Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, at obermanlaw.com. Folks, thanks for listening and have a fantastic day.